Okay, Mishnah. Mikey, go ahead. So, you know, it wasn't just for pedagogical reasons that I had you guys review the Mishnah every single time that we came to a subcategory, whether it was Kare Lemafreya or Kare Vata'a, or the idea of Shmias HaOzen. But as you can see, the point that I'm building up to is that the Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi already figured out that there was kind of a Tzad HaShava Shebehen, right? That there was a unifying principle in what appeared, Noam, to be isolated halachos of Dikdokosios and Shmia LaOzen, and, you know, Lemafreya, and you would think that these are just a motley crew, like an amalgam of Dinei Kriyat Shema, but we don't think so. We think that these are all referenda on the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim question. And maybe, again, we can take these things, which in isolation might seem to be, you know, independent halachos, and really try to, you know, conceptualize them together, to opt for a broader perspective. And that is always the goal in learning, that what we're trying to do is to, you know, as Rav Lichtenstein always used to quote in the name of Matthew Arnold about Sophocles, to see it steadily and to see it whole. You want to understand the total picture. You don't want to understand, you know, what's the halacha in Diktok Osios and Kriyat Shema without understanding, you know, where that emerges from. So here the Rambam did some very fascinating work in terms of synthesizing together what really, you know, are independent dinim. So the Gemara Brachos on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, right, this is the, you know, literally the back page of where you first start with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. We said so much about that. So let's have a look. Okay, Israel, go ahead. Tanu Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Shem Akeinu Shem Echad. Ad Kan Sricha Kavana Salev Divir Reb Meir Amar Rava Halacha Ke Reb Meir. Right, and that was like the controlling line in this whole sugya because of Halacha Ke Basrai, the Balei Atosos, the Rambam, the Ritva. You know, Rashi was a conscientious objector to it, and, you know, he, you know, continued to maintain about the first paragraph, both Linyan Kriya and Linyan Kavana, but this was pretty much dispositive. Now, who took this line and again, you know, had a very radical reading of this line? Quickly. You got to have it. Good. Excellent. Al Tagamge Melamor Lo Miyad, right? The Sefer HaChinuch, who thinks that this is a din in Kriya per se. Okay? Make sure, guys, everybody, make sure Ellie has a Mekoros. You got? Okay. Ashrei mi shebalachan ve mikoraso biyado. Not quite the Talmudo, but, you know, excellent. Okay, so Tanya, go ahead, Israel. Simchas omer yachloko. No, ha, just kidding. Okay, you can't say simchas. Simchas omer kol amarich be'achad. Right, so Vidalid, right, so that's what you have to be Ma'arech, okay? One thing, you know, to be Ma'arech and a Dalid, but you don't want to short sell the Chet. He was going on and on and on and on. He's still going on. Ulamata la arba ruchos hashamayim. In other words, you know, you don't have to make sure that they're your mamlechim on, you know, Pluto and Neptune. Even, you know, even if you hold Pluto as a planet, you know, still it's not required. So you could just worry about this Earth, and, you know, the implication was that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was going for the you know, the outer reaches of the galaxy, and that this was a little bit of overkill. Okay, and the very fact that he was doing this is like indicative of how seriously they took this. But again, this all seems to be, you know, in its presentation, Ephraim. These are, you know, when we talk about being marich and bedalid v'shloyachta bechet. Presumably, it's all just an expression of the halacha of Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim, and in particular, the need of Kavana in that context, right? Remember, we talked about a little ridiculous to say that a person is mekabel ol malchus shamayim without any level of kavana. So minimally, you'll need kavana for pasuk harishon. Okay, so that's the way that these dinim are presented about marich be'echad shaliyachtuv bechet, with the emphasis on the dalid. These are all presented as dinim of kavana. Okay, so let's take a look at Tesvav and Beis. Gemara Rashi Tosfos there, and then see what the Rambam did. Yeah, very fascinating. Subtle point in the Rambam, but very, very important one. Okay. Avi, this one's for you. Got it? Okay, perfect. Go ahead. Yeah. You have it?
Where?
You count it up. Revach, space. Okay. Okay, so the statement taught in the, right in front of Rava, right? Right, there's a kind of a drasha here. Limadtem osam es b'necham d'abram. So limadtem osam. So what are they doing? You know, shehei limudcha tam. What does that mean? Sheitein revach ben advakim. Okay, so take a look at Rashi. As Rava will go on to explain, I guess we could just read the next line. It's like it goes, Ani Rava Basrei Kigon Al Vavchem Bechol Vavcha Bechol. Okay, so you get the point, right? So you can even go down to the two dots. It's fine. So this is an interesting line here. I'm Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Chanina, called Korei Kirat Shema V'Daktik Bios Yosea. Bifros Ella Bifarish. A person is very clear in enunciation. Al Tikri B'Tzalmon Ella. Okay, so it's not going to spare you from Gehenna, but at least the temperature is going to be more comfortable. Okay. If you're Kori Kriyat, Shema B'daktik, B'Osiosa. So take a look over at Rashi. Oh. Go ahead. Right. So again, the way that Rashi puts it is that, you know, the significance here of Korei Kriyat Shema Medaktik B'Osiyoseha, he once again brings back to the language of Tevos Shel Malchus Shamayim. So that's going to come, and the Torah, Sherba Malachim Lochu, Tishaleg, like Shaleg, Utitzanein, from the Tznon, a cold, Lecha es Tzel Hamabes. Okay, so once again, you see, it's just in the Mefurish Rashi that the din of Dikta Gosios is not just a din Kriya, but it is a din Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, just like we talked about yesterday. If you're going to make an audible declaration, so then it's very, very clear that that is itself, it's not just like a mantra, like get up here and say it loud and say it proud. It has to do with the religious value of that statement, that you're accepting the sovereignty of heaven. And hainu hach, this is exactly the point, that if you're going to say it, a person who's very patriotic, you know, to get up there and say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, you know, for... you know, Wichita, Kansas, it's a bizui. Okay, so, you know, that's just, so the dikduk va'osios is itself, right, a shiur, not just in the Kriya in the technical sense, but Kabbalah Asmalchus Shamayim, right? You say it clearly, you enunciate it, every word, right? It matters enormously. Okay, Noam, go ahead. Tosfos. Okay, so that's another good piece of advice. Revach min mem shebesov teva, la aleph shebetzchilas teva, otherwise it swallows it up. Now, this is interesting. Would you say, Avi? Right, so, you know, up until now, we thought, like, okay, diktok osios, you know, you might have thought, right, that it was some kind of a technical issue, right? But what's, Tosus is throwing in a few things that make it very clear, right, that, right, and just changes the meaning respect to, like, okay, well, you know, Laman Tizkru versus Laman Tizkru, is that just, like, a change of meaning, or is that?
It's okay, our entire Avodah.
Right, exactly. It changes the nature of your Kabbalah Smachol Shemaim. Ezra, how so? Just articulate it? Yeah. Right, it's a transactional thing. It says, you know, maybe if somebody will make me a better deal, you know, if Pa'or or Chemosh can come along, you know, get me that condo, you know, in Curacao, so maybe, you know, maybe we could talk to the highest bidder. But for now, Laman Tiskeru Vasisem is Komitzosai. So that is a diktak osios, you know, which again touches directly on Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. So it's not just a din in Kriya. It's a din in Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. So again, you have indications of that in Rashi. You have indications of that in the Baalei HaTosfos as well. But probably the greatest indication is the fascinating synthetic work done here by Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, Ezra Baron. Go ahead. So again, the question that the Rambam is asking is about diktak osios. So the answer should be about that too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The actually inconceivable that the Rambam should answer the wrong question. Not just because he's the one that posed it, but because, you know. Well, yeah, well, hadat. Okay, so here we have clear, you know, grammatical issues. Dageshim. And nach, okay? Okay, there you go. And that's already a different kind of an integration, okay? Okay, so quite obviously, what did the Rambam do in terms of his structuring of the halacha of diktak osios, unison? Exactly, the Rambam cherry picked the ones that were obviously the Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim highlights, and this is all, by the way, an answer, Avi, to which question? Ketzad yidaktik. So you can't say that, oh, diktak osios is a separate issue than Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. The Rambam thinks it's very clear that not just the shelo yachtof bechad, the yarech v'dalet, and, you know, the zayin as opposed to the sin, those are very low-hanging fruit. They're so low-hanging, they're like the bihadama type fruit, okay? You know, they're loved to the ground type fruit, okay? But, you know, the... Okay, but the Rambam thinks that all of the diktak osios is clearly a Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim issue. It's integrated. So again, if you're just reading, you know, the first two prakim of Masechet Brachos, so you can think, okay, so on the Daf Shad Gimel we had questions of Kavana, and then later on in Daf Tazayin we have questions of Dikdikosia. So the Rambam says, no, it's all integrated. These are all different dimensions, David, of exactly the same issue. And the issue here is, you know, Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim, or if you will, Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim Shlema, right, the optimal way of doing it. And these things are all in some way integrated. So the Rambam here is, you know, grafting together, you know, it's Murkav, between Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Tezayin and Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. But that's exactly what you would expect because these are just, you know, different aspects of the same fundamental Mechayev of Kabbalah's Machlo Shemayim. And don't blame me, right? It's already Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put his finger on this. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi integrated in the Mishnah things that you might say have nothing to do with each other, Dikduk Osios, with Shmias HaOzen, with Kriya LeMafreya. But I think what we've tried to establish is that all of these things are actually just different applications and different manifestations of Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wasn't just saying, oh, well, you know, it's a good place to stick the halacha of Hashmei L'Hashnecha Masha Tamotzi M'Picha, a convenient place to put in Sheyehei Limud Chatam, right, V'Limatem. It's a nice place to talk about Hakori L'Mafreyer, Yachzor L'Makom Shita. No. He understood, you know, what it was to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. Yeah.
Two things.
Yes.
Are we equating Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim as it did in Kavana?
No, we're not saying it's the same thing, but we're saying that Kavana is a prerequisite. Can't be that the Mechayiv would be Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim and there would be no din of Kavana. You can debate, you know, how much Kavana is required.
Is Kavana also within what's called within the Mitzvah of Kabbalas Malchus
Shemayim? We've proven that, I think, pretty clearly. I mean, like, you know, that was the whole... That's why Prakten for us was such a vital data point.
But then, doesn't that conflict is our point early in the year that the Mitzvah Kriya and the Mitzvah also not Shmaya are two separate
things? No, you could say, according to the Ramban, and according to the Ravid, that might be true. I just don't think for the Rambam that can be true. The Rambam holds that the Mechayiv is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, and the way that the Torah patterned that out is with two different kriyos. But again, it's all an integrated expression of the same fundamental mechayev. Right? Think about anything that has a maisa mitzvah and a kiyum. Right? Tefillah, tshuva, these are all, right, very clear examples where the kiyum has something to do with a reality, an existential reality, a sense of contrition in the case of tshuva, a sense of Dalit Nemiyata Omeid in the context of Tzvila, but there's a Maisa Mitzvah.
So, just to make sure everything's clear to me, are we saying that the din of Dr. Basis is also a din of Kavana? Or
is it din of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim?
So, it's a, okay.
That's why the Rambam, of all the examples that you were the one who pointed out, that the Rambam seems to focus on after he gets past the more technical issues of Yarpeh Chazak and Nav Nach, the Rambam immediately goes to Tizkru as opposed to Tizkru. Ezra, you said it very well, because it is the exact opposite. Right? And Eichad and Yarech Bedalit. Okay. Let's just try to get this in. I just don't want to make sure we don't want to run out of time. So I just want to get the Chinuch onto the ledger here. So this is a Chinuch that I've been holding in my back pocket for the last 3.5 weeks or so. But I think it's a very worthy place to finish off our discussion of Kriyat Shema and Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. So probably the Makor that comes to mind, Ben Zion, like in terms of thinking about it in the broadest sense, is the Rambam in Deos Perek Gimel. Right? There, the Rambam, Ben Beshivto, Ben Bekumo, Bediburo, right? The Rambam very clearly explains how V'chol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shemayim is a reflection of a person who lives with a constant state of awareness of Malchus Shemayim, right? Nimtza ha-mehalich v'derech zo, i.e., uvelech tucha v'derech, oved es Hashem, Ephraim? Right, what's the word that comes next to the Rambam? Nimtza ha-mehalich v'derech zo, oved es Hashem, tamid. right? That it's a constant state of awareness, is oved, right? If you're the eved, so then there's a rav, there's a melech. So the Sefer HaChinuch is a very nice and complimentary source to hold up next to this Rambam. Mishorashei HaMitzvah. Mishorashei HaMitzvah. Why don't we turn this one over to Eitan? Beautiful. Okay. Okay. So let's just pause here for a second. She starts out with the idea that this is clearly Kabbalah Malchus Shamayim. Okay? And that it is really a zechus for us. Ratz Hashem lezakos hamo, that we should have such an opportunity. Kol hayamim shehem chayim. Literally all the time. Remember, going back to the very beginning of this development, you talked about a person who misses Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim once. It's Kiilu Lokiye Meyamav, the Gemara in Samach Gimel. He's not, well, just to go back, yeah, just for the sake of Diktakosios here. Yeah, so he's not a donkey driver. Bal Chomer, right? So now this is already a different, right? This is already like, you know, I call it complimentary to the Rambam. So he's taken a slight turn off the road. Right? He's not quite on the sidewalk, but he might be in, you know, like the shoulder lane. Okay, so what's he now talking about? He says, you know, a person is a Baal Chomer. You know, we all get distracted rather easily. We get caught up in the Havale Ha'olam. People are drawn after material, you know, Lo Sasu Achel Baal Chomer Achel Nechem. Okay? Oh, wait. It's a critical line. Little in our actions, even our thoughts. And it's kol hayomahu by doing it in the morning, right? So it creates a sense of awareness and accountability for the entire day. So again, Noam, you'll admit that it's a little different than the Rambam, instead of being, you know, the ambitious, idealistic Rambam, where it's not so much, you know, the threat of being an avarian, but for the chinuch, it's a little bit more earthy in that sense. You know, like, you know, we are worried about a person going astray, deviating. And in that sense, you know, this is the hello yellow, the mishmar, right? It will be a guard, both in terms of action and thought. Oh, right. So by doing it at night, right, it's going to protect you, you know, throughout the course of the night. Same idea. So this is a fascinating line. So because that's what it's about, whatever you think in general about mitzvahs, trichos, kavana, Ezra, what's he saying here? It can't be that mitzvah could be achieved without kavana. So now pause for a second here and you say, oh, how is this l'shitaso? Right, so he took Reb Meir's line about Kavana to be at Kriya, because
how could you have Kriya that's even you are to fulfill Kavana?
There is no Kavana. Beautiful, exactly right. So it wasn't that the Sefer HaChinuch was, so to speak, being a Mekel on Kriya. It was more like he was being a Machmer on Kavana. And he felt if reasonably, he's like, what, he couldn't read the Gemara? Everybody realizes that Gemara is about Kavana, my goodness. But he felt that, you know, to have a different stipulation, Midaraisa, about Kriya and Kavana would be very funny. Because the whole idea is Kavana Salev, Hein Hein Hadvarim. So, in that, what's that? Right, like that, and also like Shitas Rashi, frankly. Right, just Rashi will say it on the paragraph level. How could it possibly be, right, that the Torah required a Kriya that wasn't inextricably linked with Kavana? Well, okay. You know, you guys are Reb Zitra and Reb Yoshia veterans, so you're not fazed by this, but you can appreciate his logic nonetheless. It's a very compelling logic. The whole idea is to create a state of awareness. Noam, so my goodness, how could you possibly contemplate doing this without Kavana? So in the rabbis who said you should extend it, they obviously thought it would be optimal to have Kavana, but you know, a person didn't have Kavana, that's not going to be Oker the Daraisa. This isn't one of these examples where the rabbi said, if you don't do it the way we told you to do it, we're not giving you any credit, you know? It's not like that. And that's the whole point. A person didn't have Kavana, so you could say, oh, but I said the line. And the Sefer Chinuch would say, oh, but you said the line. Who cares? That and whatever it is now, 275 will get you on the subway? 250?
Yeah, 275.
275?
675.
Guys, I remember when it was a dollar.
I remember it was 250.
275? It's an arm and a leg. It's an arm and a leg! They're killing me! I used to take, when I was in 10th, at a summer after 10th grade, and my parents said I needed a job, I worked as a filing clerk at an engineering firm in Manhattan that was digitizing their contracts. They'd just gotten computers. I had to read through all of their old contracts and figure out what were duplicate copies. It was the most mind-numbing work that any human being has ever performed. I had $3 to my name every day, $2 for the subway, and then there was a little stand outside of the office, and you could get a bottle of water for 50 cents and a bag of pretzels for 50 cents. That covered me every single day, I want you to know. Now, that $3 will get me a subway ride one direction to nowhere. Okay? Maybe I would have been better off. I wouldn't have been at that job. Okay.
All right.
It's a nice way of putting the Gemara, right? The actual Gemara, you know, Reb Chiya is going. It's, you know, going a little over the top. Vaisa Chuba. So it's impossible to deny, literally impossible to deny the Rambam's impact here on the Sefer HaChinuch. You know, obviously the Chinuch, you know, took it in a certain sense even a step further by, you know, boiling down Kriya in terms of the Daraisa to just one pasuk, because he was so moved by this idea of Kabbalas Machol Shemayim, then Kavana is really going to be the Koveya, and once Kavana is going to have the upper hand, so that's even Koveya the Kriya to just being a pasuk. So he went even further, but this is sort of like, the I don't want to say the poor man's Rambam, but it's the Rambam, but put into terms of like, you know, for the Rambam, you don't get the impression that he can contemplate a person doing an Avera, but he contemplated a person living in a state of intellectual nonage, where somebody would, you know, like might, you know, slip into this kind of, I mean, it's worse than an Avera, I don't know, but that a person would lose their focus on Yichud Hashem, and for the Chinuch, it's a little bit more earthy in the sense of, you know, people actually do Averos every now and again, And so to prevent that from happening, you know, we have an amazing chesed. That's what he calls it. A chesed shel habore, that we get to be mekabel malchuso on enough of a regular basis to hopefully keep us, you know, on the straight and narrow, is basically his idea. And it's all about this, you know, Kabbalah's malchuso. He's everywhere. He knows everything. He sees everything. You know, he's going to see if you step out of line, or even if you're thinking about stepping out of line, I'll be right there. So it's both more ambitious in a certain sense in terms of making kavana, you know, even more of a kove in terms of defining the chi of kriya. But meidach, you know, it's a little bit, you know, like of a more hamon am type of a passage in the sense of contemplating a person actually doing an avera instead of, you know, not being fully aware of you know Hashem and Yichudo Shel Hashem, you know, b'chol eis or b'chol rega, as the Rambam will give you in Deos. And so that really brings us to our conclusion of a sugya that we've developed through, you know, in many, many, many different ways, trying to appreciate all the different aspects of it. And that really is the first two prakim, essentially, of Masechta Brachos, is really what the central topic is about, is what we think about Kriyat Shema. And you see that, you know, it's a very elegant thing. There are 1,000 different dinim that are involved. This man is involved, and the Ptur is involved in terms of Tirdat Mitzvah, and Yohara becomes implicated, and the logic of the Parshios, and the Seder HaParshios is obviously a very relevant factor. And the manner in which you say it, you know, Hashmei Allah's Nacha, and what about other languages? Yeah, that too. B'chol Lashon Shata Shameya, and the question of Arai, and, you know, and how you define Arai, and what the counter pressures are. Because, you know, after all, Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim means that you are committed to the mitzvos, right? You can't do it unless it's a Zman HaMitzvos. You can't do it Bishlei Musa until you have your tefillin on. And so obviously we're sensitive to the fact that, you know, you have to be honest in Dine Mamanos also. That's also part of Kabbalah's, you know, mitzvosav. And that's why, you know, we'll draw the line differently in terms of Parsha Rishona versus Shalosh Parshios. And Gaiva Visrara is such a significant problem. Pirkadan. So all of these things, you know, are really manifestations of one singular point, especially Shitas HaRambam. It's just one mitzvah of Kabbalah's Malchuso, Al Yedei Kriya Bein Bayom Uvein Balayla. Again, hence, you know, it doesn't fit into the rubric of a Davar Shemitzvaso Bayom, Mitzvaso Kol Hayom, because it really defies that more general framework, because it really is about creating a certain tone and a certain content base to the day. V'chol Ma'asecha Yihiyu L'Shem Shemayim, the Rambam would tell you, that the Kavana L'Shem Shemayim is really the essential point. So I just wanted to take, I don't have very much time, but at least the last 2 minutes to contemplate this possibility. This time we'll go over to Levi, otherwise happy to take the questions after. So, you know, it's just deeply misguided, unforgivably so. You know, when people talk about Yadus being, you know, a religion of action, and, you know, it doesn't really matter what you think, and all these things, that is, you know, a trope, and it has been purveyed since the Gospels, essentially. You know, you'll read one day and you'll see that the Pharisees, dahainu us, you know, are constantly being accused of being these dry legalists, you know, who have no sense of care whatsoever about what a person thinks or, you know, their morality is. But it's deeply misguided. And the fundamental state of awareness of a Jew as an Eved Hashem, as somebody who is Mekabel Malchuso at all times, minimally, so they don't cross the Sefer HaChinuch's line, maximally so they can hold the Rambam's line, is the defining point of Yahadus. We see ourselves as Ki Avadai Heim, Asher Otzeisios HaMeretz Yisrael. Our formative national experience was Ki Avadai Heim. Our formative national experience, you know, was not some liberation movement in the sense of, you know, other movements and people who have co-opted our story for their own purposes. It's not a national liberation movement. It's ki avadai heim asher hotzesi osa me'aretz Mitzrayim. Ki avadai heim. The whole point was lios lachem leilokim. That is our national origin story. It's extremely important, obviously, in terms of the formation of Klal Yisrael. Right? It comes to its culmination, of course, at Maimon Har Sinai. And to live with a state of awareness that I am over and above everything else, and Eved Hashem, I'm Dehainu, Mekabel Malchuso. So to cultivate like this constant state of awareness of that is in many ways the goal. It's the telos of, you know, everything that we learn and everything that we do. So it's very hard to measure. In Achar Kavanas Halev, Hein Hein Advarim, V'Yareisa Me'elokecha, this is very much a Devar HaMasra Lelev, how much a person has like an active, not a latent, but a very much an active sense of awareness of himself, herself, as somebody who is an Eved or an Amal Hashem. But it is the defining quality about a person. You know it when you see it, I have to tell you that. A person who lives with a state of awareness of being in Eved Hashem, and you know, for all of us, our aspiration is that we shouldn't lead fragmented lives. It's going to be true that we end up in different environments and we end up doing different activities, but the goal of life is to constantly be cultivating this awareness of Malchus Shemayim and the need to live up to the standards of Malchus Shemayim, the need to be Mekadesh, Shem Shemayim. And that, you know, whatever the obstacles are, whatever the fatigue is, the opportunity to express oneself as an Eved Hashem, both in terms of the mitzvos that are mutalos on all of us, as well as in the unique ways, right? All of us are avadim in a little bit of a different way. We all have different strengths. We all can serve him in, you know, different ways. Everybody in this room is going to have a different contribution in that way. But we're all very much part of, you know, ki avadai heim. We're all pulling very much in that direction. So I think it's it's a particularly meaningful sugya, a particularly fundamental sugya. I know it's greatly enhanced my learning a bit to share it with you. And again, my aspiration is that you take not just the pratim, but the klal as well into account in terms of like what it is we've been talking about for a month. And hopefully to try to cultivate as best as we can a sense of awareness that we are, you know, Avdei Hashem. And once again, you know, as we see, the greatest, Hashkafa Shir is really learning Halacha. And when you see all of the Pratim of the Dinei Kriyat Shema, what could be more inspirational? You know, you could listen for 3 hours to somebody talk about, you know, being an Eved Hashem and tell inspirational stories. But when you see, you know, all of the pratim, whether it's the Minyan HaMitzvos question, or the Tirdat HaMitzvah question, or the Yohara question, or the Prakdan question, or the Arai question, or the Shmiela Ozen, or Diktaka Osios, or Kriya Lemafreya, and the Seder HaPart, right? Out of the sources of Halacha, our worldview awaits formulation. That again, is something that I can't stress enough to you guys, that you don't need to, you know, go looking. This is what Reb Chaim meant when he said, you know, for those who study Torah, it's not required to have a different, like a different syllabus or something like that. You know, because if you're attuned to the message here, what could be more elegant, what could be more exciting than seeing all of the pratim, of Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim, you know, in Halacha, express the singular idea that, you know, our lives are meant to be dedicated to an overarching goal. And Ashreinu, as the Sefer HaChinuch says, what is a chus it is for us that we get to live non-fragmented life. Woe to the man, you know, or the woman, that, you know, doesn't have a singular overarching focus in their life. How exciting life really is. How valuable each moment is when you get to live your life for a noble purpose, l'kabel malchuso, and to strive, you know, once you've been mekabel malchus, l'taken olam malchus shakai, what could be more significant than that?